Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it.
Yo, yo, y'all. Welcome back to another episode. It's your girl, Lauren. And today we're talking screen time. A hot topic across the internet if you are a parent. Or child or anybody. You cannot be in this day and age without talking about screen time and the effects that can have on your little one. So for me, let me just give y'all a backstory. I had never really had a strong opinion on how much screen time my kids were getting. Straight up, I was like survival mode, okay? I had the girls in COVID, twin toddlers in COVID. I had a tween at the time who was being homeschooled, not going to school. So like screen time for us at some points were just survival mode. Like my But well before, I know, I think it's two, they're not supposed to have anything. The girls, when they were babies, not very much, but I would put them, there's like this little dancing fruit YouTube video, girl, bye. I would put that on sometimes, okay? Don't judge me. So this episode is not about judgment at all. It's more about just raising awareness. And I cannot tell you how much I learned in this episode to the point where after I recorded this with Dr. Allison Young, I'm going to tell you all about her in a second, We did like a 21-day challenge with the girls and just removed screen time. And I'm not going to lie. I believe the hype. They were completely different children. I'm telling you, like, they were still toddlers. They were still freaking out about like maybe the green and the blue cup, right? Or whatever wrong color it was, but it would last way less time. They were just less irritable. They were super creative. Like their imagination on when they would just play together before they, can we watch something? They just stopped doing all that and you would just see them playing. So all to say, this episode, we get into a lot about different stages of screen time. So if you have little kids, this we go into two discussions in the beginning about little kids. And then we go into like smartphones and teen activities in the later episode. So if you have a child that's at all, you're going to be able to get something from this episode. So who I talked to is Dr. Allison Young. She's a family physician from Ontario, Canada, who has been practicing for over a decade. Over the course of her career, Dr. Young has noticed an increase in visits relating to child and teen mental health, including depression, anxiety, self-harm, suicidal thoughts, insomnia, and inattention. She's also noticed that kids spending more time on devices, particularly social media, YouTube, and video games, tend to exhibit these behaviors. After diving into some research on this topic, she became very concerned with the way handheld devices are impacting the mental health of youth. She is seeking to educate parents, empower them to delay giving their children access to social media and reduce harms caused by these devices. She has also worked with local high schools to implement cell phone policies and reduce harms to learning. So this is like quite the expert, y'all. And again, we start in the beginning of like if you have little kids, but then you get to the smartphone age. Like me, I just handed my child a smartphone at age 10. Again, this was my first because he was a great kid and he was walking to school. So I just wanted to give him one of the best phones. Not thinking about what I was also giving him, like access to a computer, access to all these different things. So this episode is for you. If maybe you're considering having like some sort of policy in your household around social media or screen times for your littles, this episode is for you. Is if you haven't even had kids yet and you're wondering like what you might want to do when they are first born, this episode is for you. If you have a teenager or a tween or a teen, because this is actually I get really emotional in this because I see the effects of when they're older by having no sort of policy in my house or boundaries, and it's really hard to bring it back. So this is probably one of the most informative episodes I've had on my podcast. And I don't say that lightly. My episodes have been great, but this one, I am telling you, if you are a parent, you're going to get something out of it. Send to parents you know, send to whomever, because I kind of always say this, as someone that works in social media, it's almost like the house, it's almost like playing, like you're gambling or you're going to a casino. You can go for a little bit, might win some money, come back, it was like a little bit fun. But if you keep on going and going back, like similar to these platforms, just like a casino, the house will always win. We are not meant to win on these devices. We are not meant to feel good about ourselves if we use it too often. So I'm just hoping this really is informative. Dr. Young is amazing. So let's get into it.
All right. Let's get into it. Welcome, Dr. Young. I'm so excited that you're here today. Like I said in our intro, I gave our listeners a little bit about your background, but like, this is such a hot topic, like screen time and smartphones. And you were with us for like two full weeks talking all the things. I'm just so excited that you're here. So welcome.
Thank you. And thanks for having me. It's good to just get eyes on this topic, as many eyes and ears as we can, I think.
100%. So our listeners have, like, I've given them a rundown of your accomplishments and what you do. But I'd like to start each episode just asking our guests, like, who they are. Like, very just, who is Dr. Allison Young? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm pretty vanilla. I'm pretty regular. So I mean, I obviously have my family practice that keeps me pretty busy. I've got about 1200 patients there.
Wow.
I'm married to a high school teacher.
Oh, wow.
So lots of insights about the phone stuff there as well.
Oh my gosh. God bless your husband too. I couldn't imagine. Anyway.
I know. I have a 5-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Me pretty busy. They're great, but they,
you know, kids.
Those ages. Yeah.
Dr. Allison.
I'm pretty regular. I like to do yoga. I like to do spin. I like to have drinks with my girls, and that's pretty much my life.
I love it. Dr. Young and I were just talking before we recorded just how it was a good morning. The kids were good. It was like, it sets up your whole day for success. If that happens, it's like it's going to be great. And it'd be like, it's just like, oh, I didn't know how much my mood was affected by a great morning and like a terrible one.
Not so good. Yeah.
Anyways, I'm so glad you're here. So you've said that you're a mom to two, which is amazing. Your husband's a high school teacher, which just gives you so many, I feel like, different avenues of insight for the topic we're going to be talking about today. But like, where did your passion for this work on your family physician, but it's particularly with a concentration in understanding how smartphones, screens, devices, social media platforms affect our youth? Where did this passion come from and why do you do it?
Yeah. So honestly, it came very organically out of like what I felt was an urgency to talk about it. Just encountering in my practice, you know, over the years, we've seen more mental health visits in kids, more kids being put on medication and, you know, even coming in wanting medication. And I think over the years, I've just realized that, you know, we're checking off all these boxes for all these diagnoses and we're putting kids on medication and they're not getting better. And that seemed to be a trend that like I wasn't used to.
Right.
And so, you know, you'd have kids on 1, 2, 3 medications. We're switching medications. We manage a lot of primary mental health in family practice in Canada. I don't know how it like, because we just don't have access to psychiatrists and things like that. So we manage a lot of it. And kids weren't getting better. So I started just asking questions outside of the regular questions, you know, like, what are you doing with yourself? What are your extracurriculars? What makes you happy? And I just found that I kept getting the same answers from these kids where they're like, I go on YouTube or I go on my phone. Like, they weren't doing anything. And I've since started to like, I'll make them show their phone, their screen time to me so that I can correlate what they're saying. And it's wild. Like they're on their phones in the middle of the night all day. Anyways. So I just felt like it seemed like there was this reversible risk factor that kept coming up that I was like, well, what's the research on this? And so when I dove into it, I was like, wow, this is a really important thing.
Yeah.
And so honestly, it's just now become like a passion project for me that I'm just trying to reach ears about, because I don't want to see them coming in so sad and suicidal. Like, I want that to stop. So that's how it happened. And then obviously, like, from that, you kind of get into the screen time with younger kids, because naturally those habits tend to start early. And, you know, those are the kids that may be more likely to get a smartphone or social media earlier in life. Yes. So it all kind of connects together.
I feel like you're doing like God's work. Seriously. It's so interesting, because I have two sets of kids, or two sets, but like, I have my older and I have my younger. And with my older, and we'll get into that. Like right now we're going to be talking about like little screen time kids, like when they're younger. But when he was younger, there wasn't like that much language or knowledge at all about the consequences of like giving them a lot of screen time, handing them a device. Like, it was just like, they're good. You know what I mean? And so like the fact that you are making it a conscious point to elevate this conversation, I think is so important. And this is coming from y'all know me, y'all know I get like overwhelmed with my girls. I'm gonna put the screen on. This is not trying to like guilt or shame any parents at all. It's literally just trying to elevate knowledge that I think like a lot of moms, especially moms of littles, we're just kind of in survival mode, and there's so much noise. Yeah. There's so much noise from the internet about what to do, this, that, blah, 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 baby, like baby love weaning, gentle parent, like all these different, like all these things, right?
Yes, totally.
You know, and it gets overwhelming. And so I think when you can find people who are really in the work, also mothers, and we can just elevate what we've and what you've seen, and then you make the call on what you want to do with your kids is huge.
And it's so much about like, you know, the overarching kind of, I think, emphasis on all of this will be mindfulness and balance and like just common sense parenting versus like worrying about clickbait headlines and you know what I mean?
I love that. I love that you just said that. Okay. So let's start from the beginning. We're going to be talking with, I said, Dr. Young. You're probably gonna be tired of me by the end of like these next few episodes, because we're gonna be talking a lot, girl. But let's start with like just screen, like right now, a lot of my listeners have little kids, right? They're either pregnant, just had their babies, they're in the toddler years. And we throw around the term screen time for that age demographic a lot. But I actually don't even know if like it's clearly defined. Like there's screens everywhere. You can go to a restaurant and touch a screen for what you want to order. Like you can be FaceTiming your grandma or something like that. There's all different ways that like babies or kids might be interactive with screens that aren't just like sitting and getting. So can we just define, like, how do you define screen time, period, I guess?
Yeah. I feel so. I mean, by definition, like screen time is time spent on screens. So I would say, you know, for little kids, it's entertainment or education purposes. So that's TV, that's iPad, that's computer, phones, because sometimes they're playing on the phones. That's now like VR, which is a new up and coming thing. So it is all of it, right? But I think parents sometimes get hung up on the time portion, like screen time is bad. Any screen time is bad. And while I think that there's truth to that, like too much screen time definitely is bad. There's nuance, and there are better and worse types of screen time. So screen time is not good or bad. It's just a definition, but it does include everything.
Right. That's super helpful. And I think that's a great differentiation, where it's like screens exist. They do. They're in the world. Yeah. And the amount of like time you allow yourself or your children to consume it is important. And what they are consuming is also important. So it's just kind of elevating what could be more stimulant or more affecting your little ones and what might not. So I love that you're differentiating that. It's just like, it's the time portion, and it's also could be like the what, but there's all different types of screens. We are in 2024. This is life. So FaceTime is like screen time then, right?
So that's a good example, right? So FaceTime is screen time. Yes. Mm-hmm. But FaceTime is known to be beneficial, like that, even when it comes to babies. So there is really no established benefit to babies up until like 18 months, 2 years having screen time.
Okay.
But right. But FaceTime or video chat would be a caveat to that. So, mm-hmm. you know, like your husband is away. How else is he gonna, you know, he can talk to your kids and see them and yeah. they're responding to each other in real time with real facial expressions. So that is like a caveat that you don't have to count on your watch, so to speak.
Right, right. That's helpful because I mean, many of my listeners and myself, my kids were born in COVID and maybe your 2-year-old maybe was at the tail end of that, but like everyone was wearing masks and like the only facial really yeah. things they got were from mom and dad, people in yeah. the home, or through like FaceTiming with a Grammy and grandpa, things like that. So I was encouraged at the time from my pediatrician to like do like make sure you're talking a lot to them. If yeah. they want to FaceTime their relatives, that's great. That's okay. But like, you know, screen time like before, like any other isn't that great. But like that was actually a huge benefit, I think, in the pandemic. So yeah, I think it's like intuitively and like use your best judgment. But if they are actually engaging with relatives, loved ones on FaceTime, it maybe is not like, okay, this is at your whatever minute mark versus like, yeah. you know, yes. sitting and watching a TV show. Yeah.
100%. Like, I mean, guidelines are guidelines. I always say yeah. this, right? And guidelines are not in the real world. And if you have grandparents that don't live close by and that's how they communicate, it's great.
Right. I love that. And so the screen time, so like I'm in America, like the Super Bowl is really big yeah. here. So the Super Bowl was on before they went to bed. Like they weren't really looking at it, but it was on. Is like, does that count like a screen time? If like you have a screen on and your kids are around, but they're not really like, they're not that interested in it, but they might look at it a little bit. Does that also count as screen time or does that affect them, I guess?
Yeah. So there are studies that suggest that even background TV noise can really? Take away from language and attention and cognitive function. And I think it's like a, again, nuance. Like if we yeah. look at it as why is that happening? Cause I love background TV too. Like
yes.
we love baseball in this house. So like yeah. all summer, I'm sorry, the baseball game is going to be on.
Right. Right. It's you like know, calming, so, like background. It's just like mindless something in the background. I don't know. I'm the same way.
Anyway. Yeah. I think, and if like, if you compare it to music, for example, if you have background music, then yeah. that would be acceptable. And I think the main reason for that is because music, you will still be engaging with your kids the way that you would before. Whereas with background TV, it may not be the case. Like parents may not be as engaged with their kids because they're distracted by the TV. And even the background TV can be a little bit distracting. So the studies say to distract them from play.
Mm.
So again, like be mindful. I think if you've got the football game on and your son is watching it with you, like that's entirely different
right.
than you having it on and ignoring him the whole time.
Right. right. Yeah.
So
that's helpful. And I think even like the comparison to music, cause I mean, it's another stimulant, like music is just your yeah. ears normally. Right. And like having eyes and ears on something that's just your brain is going to like take that in. So it's another distraction, even if it's not really like a conscious one. It can just be another distraction. But again, y'all, this is like just to give information. I definitely have the TV around my kids sometimes and they'll even say, oh, like this is mommy's show. I'm like, okay, I guess I got to turn this off. Like they're not really watching it, but like, okay, there's like women like talking and like outfits that are cute. This is a mommy show. I'm like, okay, what time to turn off or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And like sometimes it's sports and they're like, they kind of engage, but it's definitely different, a different like level of distraction than if it's something for them. But like you said, it is something that could distract the parents, which could take away from their attention.
Yeah.
That's
nuance. Like if football's on once a week and that's in the right. background, like that's probably okay. You
right.
know?
Right. Yeah. And most of these things are probably like, okay to y'all, like, don't like, you know, just use your best judgment. Again, I'm just going to kind of reiterate that because I am like just someone that I want to know all the things I want to know. And I'm still going to do whatever I think is best for my kids and my mental health, right? Too, and me, like whatever I need. But I think it's just helpful because it's so nuanced, like you said.
Yeah.
We're like, no one really knows. We're all just like kind of, let's see, like no one's really said this is exactly this or that. Like there's some guidelines with screen time, but not with all forms of it. So it's just helpful to like get as much information and examples as possible.
Yeah.
So in terms of like, I know there are guidelines, which I'm not completely familiar with, but like at what age, like should parents like introduce children to screens and like, how should they approach it?
Yeah. So there's lots of guidelines from different societies, you know, the Canadian Pediatric Society, American Academy of Pediatrics, they're all generally similar. And what they will say is that before the age of 18 to 24 months, with the exception of video chat, there really is no benefits to kids having any screen time. So the guidelines would say none,
right,
until the age of 2. Now, again, I mean, guidelines are not the real world. You may have an older sibling who watches some TV and then the baby is going to naturally be around and sort of watching. So like we can't overanalyze all of this. We'll get back to that. But
yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, so technically none.
Yeah. And just so y'all know, I definitely did not do that. I tried.
I didn't either.
Like I didn't do it. I knew about it, but I was like, you know what? Like I had 3 kids at the time. It was COVID. Sometimes like 2 of them would be over there while I'm bathing one of the newborn twins. So it is what it is, y'all. We're just saying what it is. Okay. I love that.
So then between 2 and 5, 1 hour or less is what's recommended. And then over 5, generally 2 hours or less. And I think the 2 hours less should extend to teenage, all of it, everybody, all kids. So, you know, what I say about introducing is you can try and introduce as late as you can. If you can hit that 2-year mark, then that's fantastic. If your child, you know, I see some rhetoric around like if your baby so much as faces a TV screen, they're going to be damaged for life. Like,
girl, bye. Like, bye. Yeah. I mean, whoever said that, fine. That's your opinion. But like, I can't. Okay.
Like funny. we just have to use some common sense and not be so extreme because it just ultimately puts guilt on the parent. And then your mental health suffers and then everybody suffers. So
yes,
wait as long as you can. I think when you're introducing screens for the first time, I do think less interactive screens are better than more interactive screens. So I would suggest starting with a TV where you have control over what's being watched and they're just watching before you would go into the iPad and all that, like much more engaging, stimulating. So phone, tablet, or sorry, TV, tablet, phone would be order of operations there. And when we talk about the nuance, like the screen time is a factor, but let's say a 5-year-old watching a 2-hour movie by themselves while mom is, you know, cleaning, is much different than you sitting and watching a 2-hour movie with your child and talking and laughing together. And so screen time is not equal.
Right. I love that point because it kind of goes back to what we said, like FaceTime is a little different than TV with your mom. Like, while like, oh, look at this is different than like a tablet that they're just pressing. It's so there's different levels. And like, I would also just say like one, it's like the types of content. I love how you're putting it. There's probably just better content that your kids could consume than like than the ones that you might want to avoid. There's probably good and bad. There's good and bad content for kids. We know that. We know that there's things on the internet and on TV that like some adults shouldn't even be watching. So I'm curious, like if they are watching a movie or if they are engaging in something, I've heard or I've read somewhere, it probably came from TikTok. Okay. That's very ironic for this conversation, but that like stuff that moves a lot or like fast images or things like that. Like, can you explain more there that is like overstimulating for little brains? Like, can you explain more to that?
Yeah, exactly. So in general, when little ones are watching content, you want to have slower paced content versus faster paced content. I mean, it just gets them overstimulated, gets right. their dopamine receptors going more. It's going to make it harder for you to pull them away. You know, yes. that's natural colors, more realistic colors over the crazy bright colors, flashing, all of these things. Uh-huh. And also like open-ended themes over like, so I'm thinking more like an iPad game, like open-ended play versus goal-directed play. So if you think about just a drawing app, dressing little characters on the iPad versus like a racing game or something where there's a goal and you have to get there and that gets their cortisol and everything going. Yes. Right. Yes. So these kinds of things. And also, I mean, have you heard of Common Sense Media?
Yes, I have. I have.
So they're a really great website that you can go to if you're not sure if a particular show is appropriate for your kid. They've got like every show on there. They talk about the good and the bad. Their reviews are quite good. So if you're not sure, you can check something like that. But I mean, you kind of know, use your common sense. Like it looks like a sword fighting violent thing. Yeah. 2-year-old couldn't watch it and things like that. Right. But yeah, open-ended on the tablet, I think is really key. There's an app called Pock Pock. I don't know if you've heard of Pock Pock.
I have not, but I'm like going to like write all these things down because someone's referenced to me Common Sense Media. I haven't used it yet, but like, yeah, those are just great tools where if you're unsure, like for instance, in our home, we love Miss Rachel. We just love her. Like when she started following me and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is like the biggest thing that's ever happened. I'm like Miss Rachel. And so I feel like a Miss Rachel where it's a real face and like interactive. Yeah. Very different than like, I don't know. I don't want to throw another cartoon or something under the bus, but something where it's not like that. Right. So
Go on. Like Sesame Street or Dora the Explorer, same kinds of things where they're talking to the kid and they want to answer back. And it is interactive, although it's not, you know what I mean?
Right. Right. So there's like kind of different like categories. There's like TV shows that can be more interactive. Like there's games and apps that can be more interactive. There's actually co-viewing and your parent interacting with you while you watch, which seems like to be like the creme de la creme. If you're going to do screen time, that's where we kind of start and go from there. I love that. And I think like as parents start to navigate what their screen time usage will be for their kids, it's good to know these things. I mean, there's exceptions and there's things that might happen where maybe an older kid is watching something and then your child's like, what is this? And like, you know what I mean? But there's ways that you can just like, educate yourself so you know what you want to do when you want to do it with your child. Okay. So
I was just going to say, when it comes to like, I know YouTube is a big topic, especially like YouTube kids. And, I personally don't love YouTube. I don't use it in my house. We just never got into it. And so my husband doesn't know about it.
That's awesome.
So it worked okay. But he'll go over to a friend's house and watch YouTube and then he'll come back and beg me to watch it for 3 days. And I'm like, you're probably telling me that it wouldn't be good for you actually.
If 100%. It's
stuck in your mind that much.
Yes.
But so my only thing with YouTube, it's not that it can't be good, right? Like there is things like Miss Rachel. There are quality programs on there. I think, again, it's just about parents being aware and mindful.
Yes.
That if they're going to give their children YouTube, you need to take advantage of those parental controls. Like I would rather you just curate a list of shows that you are okay watching. And that's all that they can select from because the things that these kids get into by clicking around, like it's unavoidable that the clicking is bad because that's addictive. And some of the content that they run into is just really, really inappropriate.
Yes. It's so, and that's a huge thing. Cause like y'all, if you do give your child a tablet and they're able to click and you walk away and you're on YouTube, like YouTube just starts showing you things, even YouTube kids. And then they start clicking like, I want this one. And they don't even like stay like that. I was doing something and they're like they won't even stay on the thing till it ends. It's like, this. Yeah. And I know that can't be good. So that's a great, I think, point to like pause the segment. We are going to be joining Dr. Young later this week to talk really about the negative effects that screen time can actually have on our children, maybe signs of if they're getting too much, and some of the benefits. It's not all bad, y'all. It's not all bad, okay? And if you think your child's having too much screen time, we're also going to talk about ways in which we can start to limit it. So excited for you to join us later on this week, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon.